Welcome to episode 17 of the Asia Business Investor Podcast. Today we're off to Jakarta, Indonesia, where we're speaking to Bellamy Budiman. Bellamy is an Indonesian web and graphic designer, founder and head designer of Neuro Designs. He is one of Asia's leading entrepreneurs from the design industry and was a finalist in Business Week Asia's Young Entrepreneur Awards in 2006. Bellamy has kindly joined us today to share his views on entrepreneurship in Indonesia, starting a business, and his love of design. Hello, Bellamy. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Thank you. Hello.
Could you tell us a bit more about yourself?
I'm a designer, and I work in Neuro Designs right now. And I'm Indonesian, and I'm living in Jakarta since I was born. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's who I am.
How did you get started in design?
Basically, when I was back in high school, for some reason, that enlightenment came to me. Suddenly, I was that interested in design, and then I started building websites for freelance. And after I got into the computer science major in the college, and I decided that wasn't the right major for me. So I decided to move to the design faculty. Mm-hmm. And here I am right now.
Great. So what was the attraction for you for starting your own business?
The attraction was probably back into the attraction of the design itself. I have this strong tendency to make something better out of something. So that basically gives me the motivation to be a designer.
Bellamy, you were a finalist in Business Week's Asia Young Entrepreneurs Awards in 2006. Could you sort of share us, to the listeners, a bit about what that experience was like for you?
To be honest, I was actually surprised when this guy called me from Hong Kong and told me that, hey, you're a finalist in the Business Week Asian Entrepreneurs. Okay, that was confusing for a while, but the experience was great. So not only that it gave me a chance to have that credibility as a designer, mm-hmm. As an international designer, and for the development of my company, that was actually the turning point that when we got our first overseas client. So basically it's the turning point, and yeah, I could never thank you enough that I was actually been in the magazine. Actually, it was really great. And it shows the world that even though that our country is so full of problems, and the international world still appreciates people from Indonesia.
Yeah, of course. That's great. That's great. Sorry, Che. What were the biggest challenges for you when you started your business, looking back?
Back in the days, with probably my own knowledge to design, besides money, obviously, since I haven't been working by then, so yeah, I have to ask my parents, to buy a PC for me just to start up the business.
Yeah.
The other thing is my own knowledge to design. Since my work started as a hobby, I didn't know anything about design. I didn't realize that it has certain rules and certain things that I have to follow. So when I was still in the computer science major, that seems like a burden to me until I moved to the design faculty. And then I know that, oh, okay, there's a lot of these rules that I don't even know back then. So, yeah, that's basically the biggest challenge that I have to overcome back in the days.
Right. So, was there a moment when you realized that your business would be a success itself?
The moment is probably when I got my first overseas client.
Yeah.
That was the biggest moment that I ever had. And, yeah, at that time I was certain that, okay, I think my business is starting to work now. because we finally got something that we really like. To tell you the truth, that from my experience, overseas clients, they appreciate more in how we process the work than local clients. So at that point, I see that, okay, this is a turning point of our business. We have to make this grow.
Yeah, I can see that. So do you think there is an Indonesian style of entrepreneurship?
Pretty much yes, I guess, because I'm not the only one in Indonesia doing this kind of business. I know a few friends that run on the same business as well. They're designers and they're web designers and they're also freelancers at the same time. And perhaps the main difference between what Indonesians do in this kind of business and the others is probably their spirit in doing the business.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, from what I see, Indonesians love to, you know, just struggle with it and then make it go. And I can see I can almost see. That all of my friends that I know is doing that right now.
Yes, yeah, sort of making just working out bit by bit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is the best thing about being an entrepreneur in Indonesia?
The best thing is probably because we're such a growing country, and well, I'm not going to lie that we don't have any problems here. But being so, we have so much ground to cover. So we have that much potential to grow, and we don't really have that kind of fierce competition here.
Mm-hmm.
So compared to if we're doing business in, let's say, what's the closest, like Singapore or maybe probably Malaysia or Australia, it's so much easier here. But being easier, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have any challenges. But the potential is so high. So, yeah, I think we're blessed with that.
Sounds great. So where would you like to see your business in 5 years' time?
In 5 years' time. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I never see my business as being something that huge. I don't see my business as a company that has this office in skyscrapers or something like that. What I like to do with my business, actually, would like to make it more focused. I like to keep it small. Because if we keep it small, we can cater to our clients more personally.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, you know, get things out better compared to if we have so many clients that we couldn't keep track of it anymore.
Right.
So I think in the next 5 years, we're probably going to start on doing the design business in different areas that, you know, yeah, well, we've thought about that sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we still want to keep it focused. And not that big.
Great. Finally, so our listeners can learn more about your firm, can you provide some links to your company?
Sure. Our company is at www.neuro-designs.com. That's N-E-U-R-O-designs with an S on the back, .com. And yeah, our office is located at my home, actually, in Jakarta.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Terima kasih banyak
sekali, yeah?
Sama-sama.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. It's great to see a young designer and a young design agency on the upkeep, especially from Indonesia. Don't forget to visit our main website at asiabusinessinvestor.com, where you can sign up for the newsletter and see some information on various business and investment opportunities across the region. And look forward to bringing you some future episodes with entrepreneurs across Asia.